So perhaps I could begin by asking Ron how you first came across Thomas and how the relationship began with the studio.
I was teaching at the Royal College in the Furniture School, and I would have a talk or a crit session or something like that, and at the end of it there were always a couple of people that wanted to talk and have a chat about something or another. And there was one of the usual suspects that came along every time, and it was sometimes with a Hessian bag, "I've got an idea, look." And we hit it off, we got on very well. I think it's probably true to say that Thomas is a kind of a... I'm an anorak, and I think Thomas is kind of a weapons-grade anorak. You know, he really goes seriously into this whole business. In those days, it was a case of exploring possibilities and conversations that very often went nowhere in particular, but were very enjoyable. And you'd end up with conclusions and think, I'll do that one day.
And Ron came in and would sit with the different designers, and was the first time, without fail, when somebody, a student, spoke to Ron and showed the project they were working on, Ron would go, "Oh, that's interesting," and find what the interesting thing in the project and nurture the best bit rather than slicing off the bad part. And what was so lovely was it was a natural extension then finishing college and falling off the end of the world of education into the world that's supposed to be called reality of the rest of your life. And that Ron was up for carrying on those discussions.
So for particular projects, Ron has sort of been a sort of constant through the studio's life, and he gets brought in as a sort of friend, consultant, collaborator to bring his particular
and
skill
set interferer at key moments. Yeah. At key moments, yeah. Ron will have the confidence to know that it can be really useful to the process to also to come in with a contrary view, throw that view in, and see what happens.
Ron, I know that you were involved at an early stage in what eventually became the Paternoster Vents project. And I'm curious to know a little bit more about this paper folding experiment.
There were periods in Thomas's development where he was interested in a number of things. Embossing figured quite strongly, and we've kind of played around with that. There's always been a little undercurrent. Embossing is very interesting. Embroidery, didn't you do an embroidery course somewhere? You did embroidery and origami. Then you start to explore these things, and things come out of it. That folded piece of paper was around, I think, before the Royal College, wasn't it?
Paper folding actually happened while at the Royal College, actually, somehow.
But it was very much off on a parallel universe. It was one of those things that happened, and it was one of those. It was on a shelf in Thomas's studio for a long time, and so. I suppose I asked, "How did you make that?" And, "Oh, this is how you make it. I can do it now. It's a party piece. And you can fold it in this particular way." Paternoster came up. There was a requirement to cool four large transformers that sit below Paternoster Square. And so we fairly soon established that you wanted a free convecting tower, like a cooling tower. And that had to have a certain height in order to get the velocity of flow through it to do the necessary things. And it wasn't too long before this piece of paper up on the shelf suddenly became interesting. The starting point was to ask the question, which I'd kind of pondered over every time I looked at it, is it mathematically definable? We looked at it, and it was, interestingly enough. It would actually, you can make a spiral at that shape that goes on to infinity. And the next issue was, is it analysable as a piece of structure? And it was. It worked as a piece of structure. And so without much sophisticated maths or analysis, you could work out what thickness of steel you needed to make it stand up in the British weather. And the last time I saw the vents, which was probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago, they looked lovely. There's nothing about it. There's no applied finishes. It doesn't need to be maintained, the rain maintains it. And it's one of these lovely objects that came from the world of origami. It was just breathed on very gently to make it stand up, and that was it.